From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Trump administration reacting and distancing itself from indictments resulting from an investigation into Russian collusion during last year's presidential elections. VOA's Jim Malone reporting.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort reported to an FBI office in Washington Monday and later entered a plea of not guilty in federal court, as did his former associate Rick Gates. Both men face felony charges of conspiracy, making false statements, and money laundering in connection with their lobbying efforts on behalf of Ukraine. Special counsel Robert Mueller also revealed that former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos pleaded guilty a few weeks ago to lying to FBI agents about Russian-related contacts offering damaging information on Trump's election rival, Hillary Clinton. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders described Papadopoulos as a minor player in the Trump campaign.
The leaders of South Korea and China will hold face-to-face talks next week, ending a year of diplomatic tensions over South Korea's deployment of a U.S.-built anti-missile system. South Korea's presidential office issued the statement saying that Moon Jae-in and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping will huddle on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit taking place in Vietnam on November 10th and 11th. U.S. Special Forces have captured a militant allegedly involved in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. President Trump said he authorized the operation that led to the capture of Mustafa al-Imam on the northern coast of Libya. Details of the operation are unavailable. He's in U.S. custody on his way to the United States. This is VOA News. Israel has blown up a tunnel that was being dug under its border with Hamas-ruled Gaza, killing 7 Palestinian militants and wounding 9. An Israeli military spokesman said the tunnel was discovered thanks to what he called groundbreaking technology. He called the tunnel a grave and unacceptable violation of Israeli sovereignty and believes there are other tunnels under construction. The ousted Catalonia leader, Carles Puigdemont, remains defiant even after prosecutors announced that several pending charges are against him, and other Catalonian leaders include sedition, rebellion, and embezzlement, this for their support of an independence referendum. VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
The rival pro-independence and pro-unity camps have staged huge demonstrations in recent days, underlining the deep rifts in Catalan and Spanish society. The working week has brought an uneasy calm. The Spanish government is depending on the loyalty of the Catalan police force to maintain the peace. Madrid hopes the planned elections will cool the political temperature, but few expect a swift end to the crisis. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Thailand says that it has revoked the passports of the ousted Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra, who fled the country last month before facing sentencing in connection with a botched rice subsidy program. The foreign ministry says Yingluck carried 2 diplomatic passports and 2 personal ones. Yingluck was convicted by Thailand's Supreme Court in September on charges of negligence and sentenced to in absentia to 5 years in prison as she fled Thailand before the verdict was announced. The government lost over $1 billion in the scheme, which bought rice at above market prices from poor farmers and aim to resell it later at a higher price. More than 600 asylum seekers are refusing to leave an Australian-run refugee detention center.
The United States has agreed to resettle some of the refugees from Manus Island and Nauru under a deal Australia reached with the Obama administration last year. In September, 22 men, including those from Sudan, Bangladesh and Rohingya Muslims from Myanmar, became the first to be moved from the offshore detention centre in Papua New Guinea to the United States. It's unclear how many refugees Washington will eventually resettle. In return, Australia will take in Central American refugees from the United States. Last year, a court in Papua New Guinea ruled the Australian-funded camp on Manus Island was unconstitutional. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.